Well, news out today reveals that the UN's Meteorological Organization believes it's increasingly unlikely that the world can limit global emissions to restrict temperatures in future to a 2-degree rise. The amounts of CO2, methane and nitrous oxide levels entering the atmosphere are making the UN's 2-degree maximum target more and more unlikely as levels of pollutants in the air increase in their millions each year. What happens if we stayed under the 2-degree maximum? What of the world then? Wade Stevens asked Professor Andy Pittman from the University of New South Wales whether striving for this maximum is a safe idea in the first place.
Describing 2 degrees as safe is a little bit like having two cliffs to jump off, one at 50 metres and one at 40 metres. You wouldn't claim jumping off a 40-metre cliff is safe. You'd just declare it as safer than jumping off a 50-metre cliff. And 2 degrees is safer than 3 degrees. But it isn't safe. It's not a number that we can satisfactorily accommodate. It's going to be a massive adaptation challenge for our species to cope with a growing population in the context of 2 degrees of warming.
Give me a big picture here. What is this all going to mean in the next, say, 5, 10, 20 and 50 years' time?
We're certainly looking at significant impacts on rainfall variability. We're looking at significant changes in extreme temperatures around the world. We're looking at larger changes in extreme temperatures than in the averages. So warming of 2 or 3 degrees can lead to increases in extreme temperatures quite a lot more than that. And look, we're basically looking forward, in inverted commas, to all of the changes that the public have been warned about and policymakers have been warned about for several decades.
So would you say that the climate efforts around the world to try and reduce the emissions at the moment are simply not working if we're not reaching this 2-degree level, which, for one, you're not even satisfied with?
That's undeniable. We're not addressing the problem. As a global community, despite really good efforts by a lot of well-meaning people at government level and at public level, we are demonstrably not solving the problem. The bad news is, we're not talking about trying to keep warming to below 2 degrees anymore. It is now beyond our capacity to do that. The reason we need international agreements to dramatically cut greenhouse gas emissions is to stop the warming beyond that timescale from heading up to the 4 and 5 degrees, which some people are beginning to warn about.